In the United States, authorities have intercepted at least five explosive devices targeting prominent Democrats and left-wing identities, including the former President Barack Obama and the former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. A package was also sent to CNN, forcing the cable news network to evacuate its New York office as the bomb squad removed a package and another package containing white powder. The devices have been described as crude pipe bombs. It's not yet known if they were capable of detonating, but New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio has labelled it an act of terror. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
The FBI is saying that they were rudimentary but functional. That means they were explosive devices. And to have projectiles, I mean, that's a... Excuse me, that sounds like a fire alarm here. We'll keep you posted on that.
CNN was reporting on suspicious packages sent to President Barack Obama in Washington and former First Lady Hillary Clinton in New York when it became clear the cable news network had itself been threatened.
But to have projectiles, that is a...
A device addressed to CNN contributor and former CIA director John Brennan, with his name spelled incorrectly, meant the station had to evacuate and surrounding streets were shut down. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says authorities are treating it as an act of terror.
This clearly is an act of terror, attempting to undermine our free press and leaders of this country.
The same person or group is believed to have attempted to send a package to former Attorney General Eric Holder, but listed the wrong address. Another package was found at the home of billionaire George Soros, who funds a number of left-wing causes, and there are reports that package may have been delivered in person. All of the packages listed, obviously falsely, Democratic Congresswoman and former senior official Debbie Wasserman Schultz as the sender. Her office was searched by authorities too, and it's believed the package meant for Eric Holder had the wrong address and may have been returned to her address. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio deployed extra police but urged people to go about their business.
We at this time do not have other credible and specific threats against locations in New York City.
All of the devices were sent in manila envelopes with the name and addresses typed, and the devices have been described as similar. It's not yet known if they were capable of exploding. At the same press conference, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose brother is a prominent CNN presenter, revealed his staff had identified a suspicious package and that he wouldn't be surprised if there were others.
What they are trying to do is scare us and destabilize us, and we will not allow that to happen. We are New Yorkers. We are smart. We are tough. We are resilient.
The President, Donald Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence both condemned the mail attacks.
As we speak, the packages are being inspected by top explosive experts, and a major federal investigation is now underway. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice.
This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.